Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, and welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I am Sharon Lecter, your host, and I'm excited to introduce you to someone that I've become friends with over the last few months. And what a dynamo she is. Pam Goodwin, thank you so much for being with me today.
I am thrilled to be here. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Well, I met Pam through my dear friend, Lisa Copeland, and she is not only in real estate, she's like just highlighted as an influencer for in LinkedIn, one of the top influencers in commercial real estate. And I just love your story. You have become a real powerhouse. You started your own company in, I think it was 2006. But you actually started your entrepreneurial career at the age of four with a lemonade stand. I love that. So I always like to ask my guests to talk about Little Pam. Tell us a little bit about Little Pam.
Little Pam was born in Omaha, Nebraska, a long time ago. But I feel like I've always been an entrepreneur, born in a family. My grandfather and father had a poultry business. So even as a little girl, for some reason, I always loved challenging myself, making money from my, you know, 1 cent lemonade sitting on the curb. I can still, you know, making sure I had the perfect location back then to set up. We had carnivals. You know, I worked at my father's poultry. And then I remember, you know, during Easter time, my mom and dad would buy chicks, baby chicks for 1 cent. And then we would, you know, my father and I were in the basement. I just posted a picture of that, but we would color them in the basement. And just by coloring them and selling them at Easter, we were able to sell them for 50 cents. So my whole life, I've loved making money and challenging myself and having all of these, you know, different kind of businesses, even today.
And I know, you know, that you were a real trailblazer as far as women in commercial real estate. So give us a little bit of background on how your journey into commercial real estate, because it sounded like at the age of four, you understood location.
I learned that early on. You know, as you know, growing up, my family did love to travel. My grandfather had three sisters living in Jacksonville. And so as a family, we would hop in the wood panel station wagon and drive down to Florida from Omaha. And I was also always fascinated by hotel design, even at that time, though we stayed at motels. But I wanted to become a hotel interior designer. And I graduated from University of Nebraska, Lincoln, with my interior design degree. Did get a job offer at Marriott, JW Marriott. Wanted to move me to Bethesda, Maryland. I ended up staying in Omaha, working for a large office developer, doing office interiors for about a year. And then after that, I always believed in working for the number one best companies, you know, to learn from them. And I applied for the, you know, the number one largest shopping center developer out of San Diego. And they moved me to Baltimore, Maryland to work on they were expanding four level mall in Towson Town Center. And half of my career was large shopping center development, tenant coordination. I ended up moving to Los Angeles to do something completely different. And then the earthquake happened there, moved me to Dallas. And I always believed in working on the landlord side and the tenant side. Most people either pick one or the other. I went to go work at Brinker International, developing Chili's restaurants and did more than 50 of those from the ground up. So it was wonderful to get paid to learn how to develop commercial real estate. And then I found out one of the landlords, they would be selling a 10-year Chili's ground lease and profiting, selling that to an investor and making 800,000 plus on that one deal. And I'm like, I can do that. And I found an incredible mentor and man who had been developing, for a long time. He was like 70 years old. He took me under his wing. He paid me my full salary that I was making at Brinker, and we were partners for 4 years. And that was in 2006. And I've had my own company now for 18 years.
I love that. And again, we talk about the importance of mentorship, but one of the other things I teach is the importance of the power of association. And so I think you're a walking example of that, because you wouldn't have had 50 Chili's store if you hadn't done a really good job the first time. So you continue working on that relationship, and you've done that with several different national brands, right?
Right. We specialize in, which I think it's always an excellent way. A lot of people have the misconception of, commercial real estate is for the big boys, the big shopping centers. You need a lot of money. In my first deal that I worked with my business partner at the time, I had left Chili's on a good relationship, and they sent me to a small town, and we put that property under contract for around $5,000, and Chili's didn't go there, but we ended up flipping the property to another national tenant. We sold it to them and profited about $185,000. I'm like, I am hooked on this, and I've had a passion, ever since. And I always tell everyone, if you're not waking up on Monday morning loving your job, you're in the wrong position. And for 18 years now, because before that I was switching job every 2 to 3 years. I was either getting bored or dreading Monday. And now I can honestly say 7 days a week, I'm continuing to work. I have no idea half the time what day it is. So I always tell people, you have to live your, purpose and passion. If you're not waking up on that Monday, is a good sign.
Yes, for sure. And your passion comes through. I mean, I could just show those of you watching this list of awards that she has received. Just amazing. And as I said, just this week, top influencer on LinkedIn and commercial real estate. But you truly were and still are one of the few really highly successful women that have been recognized within the commercial real estate environment. And you also have written several books. You teach courses. Talk about I was one of the first women in public accounting. Talk about being a woman in this all-male environment.
I know I attended a meeting last night. It was a bank that was having, they wanted, people to, I mean, they were just talking about their bank, and a young person at the bank says, I cannot believe this room is all full of men. And here it is the year, 2024. And I go, you know what? I have been in this business 35 plus years. And it hasn't really changed that much. And to me, commercial real estate and investing, and I know you're passionate too about investing for women. I'm on a big mission to really help women or people just to get started. I'm helping our two young sons, invest now, in it, because at any time you can get started in investing, real estate is great. And everybody always says, Pam, I would love to, but I don't have the money. And the phrase OPM, other people's millions. So that's what I like to use.
My husband wrote the book OPM, Other People's Money. So absolutely. And this is kind of a good time for me to say, look, for coming attractions, because we're going to work together to create a commercial real estate course, both about understanding commercial real estate, but also investing in commercial real estate. And I'm looking forward to working with you on sharing your brilliance on those topics. So stay tuned. It'll be
I
fun.
know I'm thrilled to collaborate with you. That's something I've learned later on in life, just recently, probably in 2021 is where I really learned the key, to collaboration, not to do it alone. I've done a lot my, you know, by myself, and I highly encourage people, do not, if you can collaborate with the best, and it's amazing what, you know, things can happen, and to think big.
One right? plus one is 11, not two, as one I say all the time. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, with during COVID, one of the things I really stepped away from was investing in any kind of offices because things were crazy. But commercial real estate itself overall seems to be alive and well. So talk a little bit about the state of commercial property and commercial, not just in, from an investing perspective.
Well, we're based here in Dallas, Texas, and we do, you know, cover Texas and other states. And it's been a really, really strong economy, even during COVID, and especially now. It's still booming. A lot of people are moving here. We recently, a female partner of mine, I wanted to tap on that too, of why so many women, you know, do not invest in real estate. And, you know, we could talk about fear all day long or overthinking, but I have a good friend of mine. We've partnered up on projects, and a lot of people don't realize by visiting your, no matter what business you're in, but especially for commercial real estate, visiting your local city economic development director, they own land, you know, all over the city. Another good resource, I had the opportunity in 2022 for that entire year to do airport development for a big company here based in Dallas that work on all the national or even small airports. But there's so many opportunities out there, and you know, that people have to kind of think outside the box. So the city that we're working with owned 6 acres across from Walmart, and they let us put it under contract for a long time, you know, for us to bring some national restaurants to their community. And that's why I really did get into this business. The feeling of bringing new concepts to new communities and say, hey, you know, when you drive by and say, I worked on that and I did that, is probably the joy that really brings, you know, it's nice to make the money, but helping communities, tearing down, you know, redeveloping and doing all that. I love to drive by. It's almost like playing the game Monopoly or, you know, other games like that to learn about property.
I love that. And I think it's really, you know, it's such an opportunity when you're looking at, you know, some people would say, well, there aren't very many women as a barrier, but I always saw it as an opportunity because you definitely stand out and make a strong impression. And I also talk, Pam, about how it's really important for men and women to work together. So it's not exclusive of men, because I think we each have our own strengths. I think women are better problem solvers, we tend to do better analysis, but men tend to be a little bit more decisive in my experience. So I think when you have both men and women at the table, it's really the best outcome. So your thoughts?
I agree 100%. I've had several men, you know, partners in our deals, and I've had the best mentors that have been men and women, but especially the men. And the biggest thing I've learned is how they jump, you know, and just go for something. It just reminds me every, you know, on vacation one day, I was just, you know, standing by the railing, and here comes this mom and daughter on their bikes, and they both got off their bikes, walked it down the, you know, stairs. And here comes this, you know, the brother and the son and the dad. They didn't even look at the stairs. They both just went flying, you know, off of that. And it just kind of reminds me of, you know, how we are in life too, of, you know, jumping in there. But I have, you know, a lot of the men, I deal with them all, and from architects to civil engineers to working with, you know, on the city. I'm involved in our city as the chair of our zoning board of adjustments. And I always highly recommend people being involved in their city is a great way to give back.
It's a great way. And it's also a way to establish those associations that can, you know, be very fruitful in the future. But I love that analogy, because I think it's true. We've all seen it. And I think it's a really you get the strengths of both men and women together, miracles can happen. So let's talk about what you think the future of commercial real estate is. I mean, interest rates are still not where we want them to be. And, you know, I know that from my perspective, real estate's always a good deal if the numbers work. I mean, you got to look at the numbers, the cash flow. But talk about where you think commercial real estate's going right now.
It's a really, really big struggle with these high interest rates. I just closed on a property, and that was the first person that had taken out a loan probably in about 5 years. And, you know, now pretty much you have to have cash. So it's really struggling as far as a lot of people being able to buy that. You either have to have cash or be in a 1031 exchange or work a good deal out with seller financing. So you do not have to get a loan or, you know, doing a JV together with the seller and being creative in that, you know, financing. I've seen a lot of office buildings here in our Metroplex. They are being converted to apartments, 55 and older. The pickleball is taken off. The headquarters is now, I mean, we're, you know, having that here. There are so many, you know, opportunities for redevelopment. They're taking some of those existing department stores and converting those. So I think it keeps evolving. The cities, every city I talk to, you know, they all want some type of entertainment in their cities is really, really big these days. And, you know, the food users, we specialize in that in restaurants. And we found out quickly during, you know, COVID that you still cannot eat online. So those concepts will, you know, continue to grow. But a lot of debt is going to be coming up, and everybody's predicting a lot of these properties are going to come up for sale because they had interest rates at 3%. And now, you know, the lenders for commercial are even in the 8-9%. And it's thrown off, like you said, it all comes down to the numbers and it throws their performers off. And those properties are going back to the bank. I'm working on one right now in south of Nashville, a property that's back at the bank. It was $5.2 million. And it happened to them, their interest rate, their debt doubled. And they weren't, you know, doing the venues like they're doing the venues, but now with the debt doubling, they can't even pay off that debt. So they had to give the property to the bank. And that's what a lot of people in commercial real estate throughout the country are predicting. So if you have cash, all those people are waiting on the sidelines to take advantage of that.
And I think we're going to see that first, you know, in a big way in commercial, but even before residential, because a lot of these people had adjustable rate mortgages and the interest end up keep going up and the numbers stop working at some point. So, but you know, when that happens, opportunities are created, right? So you have that. And I love the fact, I want to highlight, you were talking about creative. Now is the time to get creative. There's always a way to make a good deal. As you said, seller finances, joint ventures, finding somebody with a partner with cash. This is the time to look for those kind of deals and create. Creativity is kind of fun when you come up with an idea that works for everybody, because then everybody wins. And we don't have a bank that's the one standing in the way causing trauma for everybody, right?
Right. With all of their requirements, it's pretty lengthy when they're taking out a loan from all the environmental. That's what held up my last closing on that loan, because of phase one and the dry cleaners next door required a phase two. So that delayed closing by almost a month. So you have to be prepared and start, you know, collaborate with people. There's always people. There's more money out there than there is deals. And so I always teach people in, you know, the class that you do not need the money. You just need to find the deal. Every day you're driving around that gas station that needs to be changed to a new use, or, you know, in your community, you're missing the Chick-fil-A, you know, you're missing something in there. And that's an opportunity for you to do, you know, find that and start investing in real estate and find someone like Sharon and myself. Call us and collaborate and we'll figure out. My hashtags are find a way and never give up.
I love it. I love it. So that's a great lead in to let us know how people can find you, Pam.
As you mentioned, I'm on LinkedIn every single day, just under Pamela J. Goodwin. And my email or my website is pamgoodwin.com. Feel free to send me an email at info@pamgoodwin.com. And would, you know, if you have any questions about commercial real estate, how to start your own business, how to write a book, how to collaborate, you know, would love to talk to you.
Well, I love it. And thank you, Pam. And I'm really excited to have gotten to know you and looking forward to working together, both in the course as well as we're now in the same family at eXp Realty. So I'm very excited about that and looking forward to things that we can create and help other people find their pathway as well. So thank you for being with me. You're going to hang in here for another shorter video for the private Facebook group for Play Big Movement. So those of you watching and listening, if you're not part of that group, please join us so you can hear the rest of Pam's story. But again, Pam, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I have loved being on your show. I know we've talked about it and we made it happen. So thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so delighted to share your brilliance with my audience. So thank you. And for all of those watching and listening, thank you so much for taking part in this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And you know, you are fabulous. So go out and have a great day. Love you lots.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.